Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. And today we are going to be going over an article talking about the latest round of Hans Niemann's saga expected in St. Louis on Wednesday. This Wednesday. Because I guess there's another chess tournament going on. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's a U.S. championship. And, yep. This saga is getting worse for Hans Niemann, I will say that for sure. And he's been silent for the past week, even though Magnus Carlsen called him out on Twitter. Yes, that's our life. People are calling each other out on Twitter instead of real life. Crazy enough, millions of people are watching this. And yes, I'm going to discuss it too, since everybody wants to talk about it. So sit back and relax, and let's just enjoy the chess drama that's going on right now. Let's get to the next segment. Okay, so I got this article by The Guardian, and the title of the article, if you want to follow along with me, it's called Chess: Latest Round of Hans Niemann Saga Expected in St. Louis on Wednesday. The 19-year-old, labeled a cheat by Magnus Carlsen, is due to play for the U.S. title in a 14 Grandmaster field, including three of the world top 10. Let's see what this article got to say. I thought it was pretty interesting because it had some of the responses of all the chess players who have played Hans Niemann recently. So let's get into it. Hans Niemann will be tested by three of the top 10 grandmasters next week when the 19-year-old, who the world champion Magnus Carlsen has publicly declared to be a cheat. Yes, Magnus Carlsen recently publicly declared Hans Niemann to be a cheater. A cheat! A scandal! The guy off of leverage. And so now a big fuss is going on, even though Magnus Carlsen doesn't have definite proof. We just have the games that Hans Niemann has played. I think the latest evidence that has came out recently was Hans Niemann's games that he have played recently. He has 100% accuracy games, apparently. And allegedly, because all this has been on Hikaru Nakamura's channel that I've been keeping up with, because Hikaru Nakamura definitely got some beef in a lot of other chess players too. The 100% games doesn't make, the 100% accuracies doesn't make sense. And these are games that were like 45 moves. These wasn't games that were blowouts. These wasn't miniature games that were under 20 moves. No, 45 moves, 100% accuracies, allegedly. And it's surprising because out of Bobby Fischer's whole career, and we know him as being the best in the world, right? He's never got 100% accuracy game. Which, I guess some people can argue, well, that was back in the day when there wasn't chess engines. Which, that is true. But same thing with Garry Kasparov, who was a world champion for a long period of time. Out of his whole career, he's never got a 100% accuracy game. So that's why people are claiming that he's cheating because of that fact. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm just giving out the information that people are spewing on the internet. Let's continue. Niemann will be returning to the capital of chess, St. Louis, where a few weeks ago he shocked Carlsen by defeating the Norwegian in the third round of the Sinkfield Cup. And then Magnus Carlsen was like, you know what? I'm not playing. Okay, this is just me. This isn't the article. But he was like, you know what? I'm not playing this cheater. All right. I'm not going to be losing to some 2600 player. I'm not doing that. That's pretty much how he acted. And everybody was confused until the cheating allegations came out. Especially when Carlsen just avoided the whole tournament altogether. All right. Well, what else do we got here? Gonna have to skip around a little bit. I want to get to the to the meat of the article, the juice. All right, let's see everybody's responses on both sides. Okay, Carlson, assessment is contrary to the general view of the commentators on the game that there were errors and inaccuracies on both sides, with Neiman missing clear routes to victory and Carlson overlooking several chances to draw or make the win difficult. Russia's Alexander Grishuk summed it up. I don't know that word. This is what Alexander Grishuk said. Their game wasn't suspicious. Neiman played an average and Carlson played poorly. All right, so that's what he said. It is okay. Let me continue on with the article. It is also possible to play against a world champion without tension, as evidenced by the reaction of Jonathan Penrose during his famous 1960 victory over Mikhail Tal, where he described the experience as feeling like an Essex v Middlesex County match. I don't know what that means. I don't want to know what that means. I just care about the chess. But anyway. What else do we got here? We got one spectator of the game, an expert on British 19th century chess. Harding wrote in an English chess forum, "I was watching pretty much throughout the game and Hans' interview afterwards. I saw nothing to suggest that Hans was doing anything to put Magnus off, nor anything to suggest that Hans thought Magnus suspected him of cheating. I saw Neiman play well, but not perfectly, as the commentator showed at a few points, and I saw Magnus playing badly and acting pissed off near the end." All right. And so, what else do we got in this article? Okay. Interesting enough, we got the Hikaru segment. Hikaru Nakamura, the current world number 5 and 5-time U.S. champion, will now be competing in St. Louis next week. Which this article was last week, but the St. Louis chess tournament is going to be this week. And then it says, but has made it plain to his million plus Twitch followers that he distrusts Neiman. Yes, yes. Okay. And then we got Jan Nepo, winner of the 2022 candidate and current world number 3, revealed his suspicions about Neiman's erratic form before his strong start at the Singfield Cup. For me, and this is what he said, "For me, it's weird having two not so brilliant performances in a row and then coming and screwing some of the top players," he said. And then Levon Aronian, the world number 10, who will make his U.S. championship debut this week, said, "I believe Hans has not been the cleanest person when it comes to online chess." That's some safe words to use. I can say that for sure. And so there are definitely criticisms on both sides on if Hans Neiman is cheating or not, weirdly enough. Okay, the St. Louis organizers are aware that their championship will be keenly watched by chess fans worldwide and by the international media, issued a pre-tournament statement which stressed that anti-cheating mechanisms will be prominent. "We anticipate hosting another successful event, complete with rigorous protocols to ensure the best chess players in the country can continue to compete on an even playing field." And this is going to be October 5th until October 19th, 7 p.m. The play begins with playoffs, if needed, on October 20th and can be followed live online. And to everybody who is still new to chess who listens to the podcast, you can watch it on YouTube or on the St. Louis Chess Club. I don't know if they have a website. They probably should have a website where you should be able to watch it. Probably chess.com might be watching it. There's probably some broadcasting stations on leechess.org, chess24, etc. Just look up watching the U.S. championship and some videos will pop up on Google. All right. And that's going to be interesting. I'm probably going to go over the time controls pretty, pretty soon before the tournament starts. I like doing that because, you know, it's fun to do, and I'm usually keeping up with all the chess tournaments that are going on currently. And I'm skimming the article because I don't think there's anything much to say. I think everybody's just getting ready for the tournament that Hans Niemann is going to be playing in. And people are pretty excited, I guess. I guess that's what it's called. Is everybody excited, or they're just waiting for another reason to say that Hans is cheating? I don't know. Whatever side that you're on, I just be on the side of justice. All right, that's what side I'm on. If he's cheating, hey, execute the guy. But hey, let's find some proof first. Let's find some definite proof and do it the right way. Yeah, but this is going to be a little bit more complicated than that. Based on, like, I think I seen a podcast by Fabiana Caruana. He was talking to Maurice Ashley. It's going to be more complicated than just catching a cheater, because I guess there's some big thing where if you're going to incorporate Hans Niemann of cheating, if you're going to accuse Hans Niemann of cheating when he's clearly cheated online, then we need to put everybody else through those standards too. So there's probably a lot more titled players who have cheated online that wasn't affected over the board. I think that's how Maurice actually put it. Paraphrasing, of course, not the exact wording. If I said it wrong, my bad. But anyway, I think it's going to get a little bit more complicated since there's not really a chess cheating committee to catch these guys, to suspend them for a certain period of time, or there's no consequences for cheating right now. And that's the complicated part. But anyway, all right, that's pretty much all that I have about this cheating scandal. Hopefully you enjoyed the content. All right. Hey, thank you to everybody who has been listening right now, and thank you for picking the podcast, because you already know you're at the right spot. So why not follow and be notified for each episode that I put out? That sounds like a decent idea. You know it does. I know you know that I know that that's a decent idea. So, hey, stay tuned, and I'll see you next time. Peace!